A new study has found that the secret to living to 100 is not based on genetics, but having a healthy, happy lifestyle surrounded by family and friends. Researchers at the University of New South Wales interviewed more than 200 centenarians to help unravel the mysteries of long, long life. Lindy Kerin reports.
Reaching the ripe old age of 100 used to be a rare event, but now it's a growing phenomenon. By 2020, it's expected there'll be more than 12,000 centenarians in Australia.
In 1900, there were only 50 people who were recorded as reaching 100, but now there are over 3,000 people who are 100 years or more.
Professor Robin Richmond from the University of New South Wales has been leading the Australian Centenarian Study. She's interviewed almost 200 people who've reached 100 and has found some common traits. She says many didn't smoke or drink excessively and maintained their weight throughout their lives. Professor Richmond says lifestyle played a bigger role than genetics.
About 20 to 30% of the likelihood of living to 100 is because of your genes. So we know that longevity does run in families. So if your parents live to a ripe old age, and if your brothers and sisters and you are likely to also live to a very long age. And what we're finding with centenarians is there is certainly, it runs through families. Not always, of course, but it can be. So that leaves the environmental factors about 70 to 80%.
Being optimistic, open to change and being resilient were also common characteristics. Professor Richmond says those surveyed had lower levels of depression than the rest of the community and lower levels of cardiac disease than people in their 80s. And she says having good relationships was equally important.
Certainly social contacts with family and friends is very important. And we found that those people who had a strong social connectedness with family or even with friends, for example, if they don't have children, they certainly, if they've got very strong connections with their friends or if they're living in a nursing home, that they've got, they're part of a good organisation that gets them going and busy and interconnected, doing interesting things with their other people who live there, they're more likely to live to 100.
The findings of the study will be released at the International Federation on Ageing conference in Melbourne today.
Lindy Kerin reporting.